For KZYX News, I'm Jason Marash. For the first time since California's drought began half a decade ago, the waters in Lake County's Clear Lake are forecasted to exceed more than a foot above the flood stage. The rising levels Thursday have caused local parks to close in addition to affecting local roads and properties along the shores. In fact, at about noon on Thursday, officials at Clear Lake State Park in Kelseyville announced it would be closed to public access until the waters recede. Park Superintendent Bill Salata described the situation.
The main park road is flooded into Kelsey Creek Campground. Approximately 50 campsites are flooded and unable to access. We also have much of our day use area roads are underwater at the moment, and we expect the waters to rise up through Saturday. All staff is continuing to come to work because our maintenance folks have lift stations to attend to. Our law enforcement needs to protect the natural resources, and we need to make sure that once it does recede that the public will be able to occupy and visit safely. So we're going to have a lot of cleanup to do.
What kind of damage are you guys anticipating?
That's a good question. With aging lift stations, wastewater facilities, when we get inundated with water, there usually tends to be breakdowns and items failing. So I do anticipate some issues, but we'll find out here over the next couple days.
Is there anything you can do to get the water out of the park faster?
There's absolutely nothing we could do. The lake has moved into the campground in the day use area, and we just need to wait for it to recede.
The flooding also affected Library Park as the Lakeport Police Department announced it shut down around 4 p.m. According to LPD Police Chief Brad Rasmussen, the water breached the park's protective bulkhead and spilled out onto the playground and lawn areas. Damage wasn't inflicted to the historic Carnegie Library, but Rasmussen said the bulkhead might be damaged as officials hypothesized the water saturated the wall and affected its foundations. Crews will investigate when the flooding is over. Reports of water damage to private property, officials say, haven't been significant. According to County Supervisor Jim Steele, whose 3rd District contains multiple lakefront properties on the North Shore, says his constituents report water being close, but not enough to be very impactful.
Well, the only thing that's happened that I know of is there's been a few flooded basements, or not basements, but the closest room towards the lake. Some of these little properties are step-down rooms, and there's been a little bit of flooding there. But actually, everybody that I've been talking to feels that it's close, but not yet.
For KZYX News, I'm Jason Marash.